It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. All you have to do is send us a letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. This one right here could be yours.
This one right here. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I went home early, and so did he. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are down to one car because he hit debris in the road after an ice storm in our city. I hate having to be dropped off at work because I have a flexible schedule and I can work from home. He's in sales, so he has to have his own transportation. Last Friday, I chose to stay home and work, so I had sex with my man and told him to have a great day. By 10 a.m., I got a call to come to the office because a client had popped up in town. I called my husband to get a ride, but he was too far away to pick me up. My boss picked me up instead. My husband called me around 1 p.m. to see if I made it to work, and I told him I made it and I would need to be picked up around 5 p.m. We wrapped up our meeting around 3:30, and my boss dropped me off at home. I went down to the basement to start working on the contract for my client. Then I heard a car in the driveway, so I looked at our cameras. It was my husband getting out of my car. I could tell he had a woman in the car, but I couldn't see a face. I stayed quiet in the basement so I could see if he was going to let her come into my house. He left her in the car while he changed his shirt and then left back out. As he drove away, I called, but he didn't answer. He texted me to see if I needed a ride. I texted back that I was already home, and I asked who he had in my car with him and why was he texting me and not answering my calls. He never responded. That night, he said I was making more it was. He said he didn't answer my calls because he didn't want to be embarrassed in front of his coworker. What if I hadn't busted him? Do you think he would have admitted it to me? That would be a no, and you know he wouldn't have. He would have admitted anything to you. He was thinking he could get away with whatever he called himself doing with the so-called coworker because, you know, he had you at bay. You were off at work, doing your thing and everything. He would check on you every now and then to see if you needed a ride. But the fact that he had your car and couldn't pick you up or, you know, just, I don't know. He didn't seem like he really cared whether you got home or not, really. You know, what? It just seems kind of crazy to me. And not only that, he's in your car with another woman that he brought to your house. All this was dumb, and it was a wrong move on his part. You never bring another woman to your house, in your house, or any of that. That's why this whole thing is stupid. And he was more worried about being embarrassed in front of his coworker. That's what he's calling her, his coworker, than answering your call. Why? I mean, to me, that proves that he shouldn't have had her in the car in the first place. If he didn't want to take your calls, why was he even with her? And he most definitely shouldn't have put her before you, being embarrassed in front of her before your needs. Just wrong on his part to me. Steve?
You know,
such a hater.
No, Shirley, you got the best voice I've ever heard. If I had that
voice,
you're
making fun of me.
I would just talk to myself all the time, but in your voice, though. I have my own 1-900 number. Hi, it's me.
Call yourself.
How am I doing? Oh, God. Oh, I love it. Steve Harvey Morning Show, 6 a.m. every morning on 97.1 QMG.
And whatever.
Man,
so are you.
Man, I can find all these ratchets, readers of these letters. A lot went on
right
in this
thing.
Letter. Mm-hmm. I just think the dude is stupid, man. I don't understand dudes, man. What y'all be thinking about, man? Now, all this about who got dropped off at the house and this is irrelevant that y'all had two cars, but you're down to one because he hit some debris on an ice storm in your city. Don't nobody give a about that. Let's start moving these stories along a little bit now. Come on, all this irrelevant.
Too much information. TMI.
Yeah, don't nobody get this. It's like bad reading. Now, that's why I don't like novels and stuff. Just what is wrong? And let's just find out. Who is she seeing? Who is he? And what is he to you? It's okay. Bill Withers. That's how we wrote some, my friend. Let's just get these songs. Get to it. What is all this stuff? Dropped off at work. I got a flexible schedule. He in sales. I can work from home. So what?
We need details. We need the backstory. Yes, we need all of that.
Nothing. Here is all you need to know. I chose to stay home and work, so I had sex with my man and told him to have a great day, because that's really what this is about.
Okay.
See, all this stuff about the debris in the road, that all she wanted to say was, I had sex with my man and told him, have a great day. See, okay. All the anger built up in this after that, this morning, he gonna pull up in this driveway just helping this
with the woman.
See, that's what this letter's about.
He was wrong for that.
And so when I come back, I'm gonna straighten you out. This is what's wrong.
All right. Hang on, Steve. Part two of your strawberry letter response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, I went home early and so did he. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I went home early and so did he.
We have a situation here. Somebody got dropped off at work. Somebody's supposed to pick somebody up. Somebody got off early, all this here. Somebody messed up and ran over some debris in the street. They're doing an ice storm in our city.
I thought you were.
Oh, none of that means a thing. I had sex with my man and told him to have a great day. This is what this letter is about. So after that, you got a call to come into the office because a client popped up. So your boss came and picked you up. Now, you didn't tell us whether your boss was a man or a woman. I don't see that.
You don't want details.
But I'm thinking it's a man. See, because when we talk about who riding with who, see, when you ride with a man, ain't no problem. Your boss coming to pick you. How he know where you stay? How your boss know where you stay? How many times he done been by the house while you been working from home? See, I turn all this on you. Because you finna get this up off of me.
Right.
My boss picked me up instead. My husband called me around 10 to see if I had made it to work. And I told him, see, because you had called him to bring you, but your husband was too far away and you wasn't going to get there in time. So then my boss picked me up instead. My husband called me around 1 p.m. to see if you made it. I told him I made it. That 1 p.m. call was to make sure you was at work. See, I told him I made it and would need to be picked up around 5. We wrapped up our meeting around 3:30. My boss dropped me off at home. Oh, he brought you back. Yeah. Well, but see, you knew at 3:30, though, that you ain't had time for your boss, because you knew at 5 you had told your husband you was going to wrap around 5 and he was supposed to come get you. So you wrapped your meeting at 3:30 and then your boss dropped you off at home again, but he couldn't come in today because hubby could be right around the corner.
Oh.
I went down to the basement to start working on the contract for my client. Oh, so it's the basement, huh? Then I heard a car in the driveway, so I looked out our cameras. It was my husband getting out of my car. After we done had sex this morning with my body, now he in my car. I could tell he had a woman in the car, but I couldn't see her face. I stayed quiet in the basement so I could see if he was going to let her come into my house. Because we both can't be having people up in this house. Because we don't know if your boss has never been in the house while he dropping you up and picking your ass. off. See what I'm saying? He left her in the car while he changed his shirt, and then he left back out. As he drove away, I called, but he didn't answer. This is the only smart thing he did. Why he brought this heifer to the house, I do not know. He texted me to see if I needed a ride. I text back that I was already home, and I asked who he had in my car with him, and why was he texting me and not answering my call? He never responded. That was another brilliant move, but this is too late after the fact. You hadn't took the heifer to the driveway, you wouldn't have had to explain this, but you know you cannot answer that phone. That night, he said I was making more out of it than it was. He said he did not answer my call because he didn't want to be embarrassed in front of his coworker. And that's the truth. That's the only piece of truth in this letter from you or him to me. Because, see, once you accuse me of her, he dropped you off. Whoa. He picked you up. Wait, how long? How you get to call your boss? Because y'all have been having two cars. Now, all of a sudden, when you need a ride, here he come. And more than happy to get over here. Now, I was with my coworker. Coworker, Shirley says, is his so-called coworker. I believe it to be his coworker, but I don't believe he should have brought her to the house. I believe that's your boss, but why is your boss at my house? And why is you going out there getting in this man's car? You know how to make me look to the neighbors?
Come on. The problem is the husband and the co-worker.
Now, you see what I'm saying? Now, the problem is going to be about this boss man picking you up in my house. That's what this is going to be. And then she says, what if I hadn't busted him? Do you think he would have admitted it to me? Admit what?
No.
Are you crazy? Admit what?
You never admit.
Take a shower.
Admit what?
You never tell the truth.
I tell the truth.
That it was
you
a woman.
Me
in
what
the
I
car.
Admit. I tell the truth a lot of times. I'm not admitting.
Oh, you do?
See, especially for black men, because admit is a shorter word for admission of guilt, and that we're not finna do.
So it's not answering the phone when I call, all of that. All right.
The girl is cheating with her boss.
No, she is not. No, she's not. How did you get that out of there?
And I don't know why y'all don't see it.
Because her husband can pick her up. All right, please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.